Christ's labor for humanity. The work of those who love God will make manifest the character of their motives, for the saving of those for whom Christ has paid an infinite price will be the object of their efforts. All other considerations, home, family, enjoyment, will be made secondary to the work of God. They will follow the example of Him who showed His love for fallen man by leaving a heaven of bliss and the homage of the angels, to come to this world. The Savior worked with unwearied effort to help human beings. He stopped at no sacrifice, hesitated at no self-denial. For our sakes He became poor, that through His poverty we might be made rich. His sympathy for the lost led Him to seek them wherever they were. And His co-laborers must work as He worked, hesitating not to seek for the fallen, deeming no effort too taxing, no sacrifice too great, if they may but win souls to Christ. He who would be an efficient worker for God must be willing to endure what Christ endured, to meet men as He met them. That education alone which brings the student into close relation with the great teacher is true education. The youth are to be taught to look to Christ as their guide. They are to be taught lessons of forbearance and trust, of true goodness and kindness of heart, of perseverance and steadfastness. Their characters are to answer to the words of David, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. The converted student has broken the chain which bound him to the service of sin, and has placed himself in right relation to God. His name is enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life. He is under solemn obligation to renounce evil and come under the jurisdiction of heaven. Through earnest prayer he is to cleave to Christ. To neglect this devotion, to refuse this service, is to become the sport of Satan's wiles. While cultivating the mind, the student should also cultivate uprightness of heart and loyalty to God, that he may develop a character like that of Joseph. Then he will scorn the thought of yielding to temptation, fearing to sully his purity. Like Daniel, he will resolve to be true to principle and to make the very best use of the powers with which God has endowed him.